So, Logan, first of all, what prompted this forum? Did you guys have a lot of Norman community members asking for a public forum after Edmund had their town hall meeting about earthquakes and fracking in June and the study suggesting a connection that was released last month?
Right, yeah, and this is not something that State Impact is putting on. This is something that I'm moderating for another group, and it actually came out of, as far as I know, there was an economics professor at OU, Cynthia Rogers is her name, and I guess this kind of came out of a debate that she had with a group of friends of hers one night at dinner there in Norman. And there are some specific issues that people in Norman are concerned about relating to fracking and city water and things like that. So while this kind of controversy was going on a few months ago, I think that's where the idea for this came.
Could you tell me a little bit more about the panelists? I know we have three pretty varied experts that are going to be there. What are their specialties? What do you think they can each bring to the discussion?
Yeah, it seems like a pretty balanced panel. You know, that's certainly what we wanted to see before we got involved, and it didn't want it to be a one-sided thing. We've got Dr. Bob Poles. He's a director of the Oklahoma Water Survey. He's also a associate professor at the College of Atmospheric and Geographic Sciences at the University of Oklahoma. And I think he teaches a class on hydraulic fracturing, if I'm not mistaken. Also, Leah Messner, who's assistant city attorney for the city of Norman. And it'll be really interesting to have her there because I know a lot of the conversation is going to revolve around what authority the city has on regulating these operations whenever they come to town as far as their water use, and whether or not it's even possible to say maybe if the town wanted to ban fracking one day, whether city ordinances would or state law would allow that. So she should be able to speak to that. Then David Slotjay, he is an attorney with the Community Environmental Defense Council. He's actually helped some communities around the country who did want to ban fracking. He's assisted them in that process, I think, in New York State. So yeah, you're right. It's a pretty varied and should be a pretty balanced panel, I hope.
You kind of mentioned this when you were discussing what brought the forum on to begin with, but one of the really big issues with fracking in Oklahoma is the question of whether it's causing earthquakes and if anything can be done to stop that. But what other environmental, health, safety, other concerns does fracking raise?
Well, right. Aside from the earthquakes there in Norman, what was particularly controversial a few months ago was when a driller came to town and was drilling a well within the city limits. There's no law, there's no ordinance against that, but people were very concerned that they had hooked up to a city fire hydrant and were using treated water. And as you know, fracking takes potentially millions of gallons of water per well. And so people were certainly disturbed to see that city water was being used for drilling this well. And that caused, you know, quite a bit of outrage there in the town. And I think, you know, that's what prompted this.
What do you expect people to take away from this discussion? From what you said, it sounds like you expect a pretty pronounced discussion about the water-related side of things, but do you expect any other major issues to pop up, or what do you expect people to take away from this?
Anytime that you get a group of experts who know a lot about the hydraulic fracturing process and a group of members of the community that may not be fully versed on it, I think people are going to come away a lot more educated about it. And that includes me. You know, if people are familiar with our reporting at State Impact, they'll know that Joe Wirtz, my reporting partner, is really our big fracking expert. Well, he was on vacation whenever this was coming together, and so it was me who ended up being the moderator for this. And I'm not the biggest fracking expert like he is, so I hope to learn a lot about it too. I know there are some misconceptions specifically about, for instance, you know, whether fracking itself of the well is what causes earthquakes or whether it's the injection of the wastewater afterwards, which is what the science shows that actually potentially causes earthquakes. So yeah, I think it'll be an educational experience all around.
Logan Layden with State Impact, thank you for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.